Definition of God in Islam. God, by definition, is the only sovereign, self-existing, non-created being to whom everything else owes its existence and completely depends on for survival and power. God needs nothing to exist, to give him power, or to make him complete. God is entirely self-sufficient, independent, and perfect. All attributes of perfection and glory belong to him. They are permanent and inseparable from his being and essence. They are essential and inherent characteristics of his very nature. If he was created, limited, changeable, needy, or imperfect in any way, he would lose one of his essential divine attributes and would no longer be God. The definition of God prohibits this. God has always existed and will always exist. He is not bound by time, space, or the laws of nature, since he cannot be subject to what he created. Rather, he is beyond them, just as a craftsman is beyond the dimensions of his own creation. God is incomparable to any of his creations. The Quran clearly says, "There is nothing like him," chapter 42, verse 11. Having a wife, child, partner, or equal is applicable and appropriate only to creatures. God does not incarnate at all and should never be depicted. He sends messengers or prophets with the divine message. God alone gives life, causes death, and has power over all things. Only God should be worshipped, directly, without intermediary. Allah is the all-comprehensible name of the one true universal God and can never be used to designate any other being. It is absolutely unique to the Creator of existence. In Arabic, it means the one exclusively worthy of deification and worship. The most concise yet adequate definition of God in Islam is given in the chapter of Ikhlas, chapter 112, verses 1 through 4. Say, "He is Allah, the one God, the self-sufficient Master. He does not beget, nor is begotten, and nothing is equal or comparable to him."